20, Hotel Foxtrot. Yankee, 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 Hotel Foxtrot. Group 1-0. Group 1-0. Text, text. November, Lima, Sierra Victor, November. Uniform, Hotel November Foxtrot Yankee. Zulu, Lima, November Zulu Foxtrot. November, Tango. Uniform, Mike Echo. Hotel, Oscar Bravo Zulu Victor. India, Foxtrot Delta Alpha Mike. Juliet, Hotel India Golf Victor. Victor, Zulu Sierra Zulu Oscar. Juliet, Hotel Zulu Golf Kilo. Zulu Lima Papa Juliet Charlie. End of message. Repeat, repeat. Message, message. Group 1-0. Group 1-0. Text, text. November, Lima, Sierra, Victor, November. Uniform, Hotel, November, Foxtrot, Yankee. End of message. End of transmission.
Ci diciamo parole che non sono vere. Doesn't even exist. sometimes try to resist. The last of your strength fell apart first in your fist. I had no idea. I had an ear.
Guess who's not paying attention to what's going on at the radio station? It's Pat and the wonderful and frightening world of me. That was Bedhead with Powder. Sandra Brugnolini with the second version of Infidelity from the soundtrack Glee Arcangeli. The Conet Project with, how fitting, the phonetic alphabet N-A-T-O. And Can with Unfinished. Let's find something good. That sounds nice. It's 1:30 in the morning. Again, a very early morning for me today. I always get anxious about sleeping through my alarm and not showing up. One of my biggest pet peeves, and I can justify it in a million ways, but is wasting time. It's me wasting other people's time. It's a fear of mine, and it's a real sticking point when people waste my time. And that could be anything from just making me wait. If someone says they're going to be somewhere at a certain time, yes, things come up. Communicate that. In this day and age, everybody has a computer in their pocket that's always connected. Granted, some people don't. But if I know somebody and I know that they're always on their phone and then they just don't check it to let me know. An example, I had a friend who doesn't live in Winnipeg anymore, and he would make plans with me. He'd say, I'll be at your house for 1 o'clock. And I'm like a dog. When I know that someone's going to be there, I run to the door and I'm checking every minute because I don't want the doorbell. I don't care if the doorbell rings, but I just want to be ready for them. I'm not in the basement doing laundry or cleaning. I'm not upstairs listening to music. I am ready for them because I don't want to let them stay at the door outside, especially if it's cold. This friend would show up sometimes like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and it would drive me nuts. And his response was, well, you're not going out today, which is true, but the expectation is there. If someone tells me that they're going to do something, and then they keep pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back, that's going to piss me off. If you don't want to do the thing that you're pushing back, let me know. At least that way the door is closed. That hope is gone for what you said that you were going to do. Otherwise, it's just like a carrot being dangled or a string being pulled that I'm chasing, a car that I'm never going to catch. So I'm always nervous about wasting people's time. So if I know I have to be up early in the morning and it's not my regular routine, during the market season when I'm doing my East St. Paul market, I know that I have to get up at this time. I know I have to be out of the house by this time. I know that everything is packed up and ready to go the day before. And every single time I have anxiety about time, I'm always, always ahead of the game. So I've been up since 5:30 and I tried to nap before the show, but I just couldn't fall asleep. I have so much going on in my head. I'm excitement, nerves, all that stuff. So when I finish here and go home, I am going to pop my melatonin and hopefully sleep till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. There is also anxiety because I'm waiting for the postman to show up with the probate papers for my dad's will, which I need. They've come through. The lawyer has approval for what for the selling of my childhood home, but I need those papers to give to the bank so I can actually, you know, start moving money around. Frustrating, anxiety inducing, being on other people's timelines, relying on other people. It's something that as I get older, I'm hating more and more. I did, however, have a jam session with my friends Murray and Jay last week, last Tuesday. And it was amazing. And I felt like it's something I have to get over. I felt like I didn't belong there because these guys have been making music together. They make music. I make music, but I make it by myself. I never have to worry about playing with other people. And the times that I have played with other people has always ended in frustration for the other people that they invited this amateur, this stooge who doesn't know what he's doing to waste their time. But these guys were amazing to me, amazing for me, and I'm going to be making music with them again. I took my poor man's synthy setup. I've always wanted a VSC3, VCS3. It looks kind of like a wooden console. It's got a bunch of dials on it, and then it's got a pin, a square where you insert pins, and that the pins make connections between you know, the oscillator to the reverb and reverb to the filter and however you want to route things. I could never afford one of those, and they're just getting more and more expensive. Behringer announced that they were going to do a clone, but that never came to be. Erica Synths, however, put out a synthesizer called the Syntrix. They've since retired the first one and put out another one. The second one has more stuff while removing the built-in speakers, the spring reverb tank, and the aesthetic of it that kind of looked like a classic synthy. So I had my synthy, my Keystep Pro, which was kind of like the controller for the synthy, and instead of taking my Space Echo, I have a nice stereo Space Echo pedal, and I was doing poor man's Brian Eno and Roxy music, and they loved it. It worked out, and it sounds great in the mix, and I'm excited to play with these guys again. So relying on people isn't always bad, it's just mostly bad. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Mike Lishan on CKUW 95.9 FM. We're going to hear... What are we going to hear? Ooh. I talked earlier about Nature Walkabout, and I almost blanked on it. We're going to get to it. Something's wrong with the CD player. CKW, baby. Donate. Fun drive coming up soon. We need to upgrade our stuff.
Shout along, keep the beat of the song. Thank you.